Hello?
Hello, my name is Tony from Opinion Research. How are you today, sir?
I'm good.
Awesome. You know, we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
I am.
Great. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
A Republican.
House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Support.
Would you support it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
What is it? Just repeat that question. Repeat the...
Sure. Definitely. Of course. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical deadly force to conceal their names?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
About right.
In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in an efficient manner or in a wasteful manner?
Efficient.
Efficient, okay. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Now, would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Support.
The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals.
Support.
Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Support.
Veterinary PA are like a physician's assistant, trained to support veterinarians. Now, would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Support.
Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed or on an online newspaper on a regular basis? Should they be required or they should not be required?
Repeat that again, please.
Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in online newspapers and or printed newspapers?
I support that. Support.
Okay. So they should.
Yes.
Now, how likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a newspaper, either printed or online? Now, would you be very likely to go to the website? Somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to the Florida's economy? Very, somewhat, not too important, or not important at all?
Very.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
Should.
Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Should.
Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should.
Do you know how to swim?
Short distances.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Should.
Generally speaking, do you think that Florida public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you agree or disagree with that statement.
Agree.
Is strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Now, let me read to you two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. Public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Public, that's the first one. The second one says, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
The first one you mentioned.
The first one, okay.
Yes.
In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
No.
Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
I haven't had that experience, no.
Okay. All right. Now, do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you feel the local government or the local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Do. They do have a responsibility.
Okay. Do you believe Florida local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should they take more decisive action or should not take more decisive action?
They probably should take more decisive action.
If an elected official at the local level or state level is strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or has no impact, no effect?
More likely.
Okay. Finally, now there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose income are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes. Yes.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, we're almost done. I truly thank you for helping me out. What is your age?
84.
Okay. And are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
Do you consider yourself Cuban-American?
No.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Thank you for helping me. Enjoy the holidays, okay?
Thank you.
Happy holidays. A wonderful day. Bye-bye.